What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Oh man, it is time, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to witness a tragedy.
So, a man jokes.
So once again, we are to set this up. This started yesterday during Dumb Debates, where yes. A question was asked whether or not Joey Chestnut or Usain Bolt would win a 100-meter dash, with the caveat that a hot dog had to be consumed first before running the race. I contend that Joey Chestnut would consume the hot dog and finish the race before Usain Bolt could even finish the hot dog.
I would agree.
Nick Grimm confidently,
very confidently,
said, oh, he could finish that hot dog in 10 seconds. I could finish that hot dog in 10 seconds. Well, we are about to find out. Thanks to the good people here at Oscars, they have procured us a hot dog. Now, Nick, you're going to want to sit down so you can be in front of the camera, right? Yeah, you're definitely going to sit down. Mm-hmm. But Nick has a hot dog. This is a very average hot dog. Nothing fancy, just a plain hot dog, no toppings, nothing like that, that he is holding inside a traditional hot dog bun. We're about to find out how long it is going to take him.
You have a timer.
Should we make more bets, predictions on what's going to happen before?
Well, I got $2 here that says he can't do it in 30 seconds.
I have a question for you guys. What will be Nick's first excuse when he doesn't eat it in under 10 seconds?
I just didn't know. That's what he usually says when he why would I know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why were you so confident?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Minus 10,000.
Felt right.
Yeah. All
right.
Good. By the way, some predictions coming in. All Nebraska right. Disc Golf Company says I'll take 17 seconds. EC says 24 seconds. I'm with John. I think it's going to be somewhere between 31 and 60.
Does anyone want to go less than 30 seconds? I will put $2 on it. If anyone to go under 30 seconds, no?
This is going to go to the fine folks at Oscars for helping us out with this hot dog.
Yes.
I'll stay over.
Well, so we're going to double time this. Connor will have a clock. We will have a clock for you in the screen for those of you watching on the stream at 1620thezone.com and 1620 the TV.
Teeth meets dog at 000.
Stip says Nick will dunk the bun in the water, spill the water all over your computers and equipment, and you're off air for 45 minutes. Yeah, let's not do that.
Are you just going to eat this the traditional way? Nick is going to eat this
in the traditional way.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, the time is here. Nick Grimm versus the hot dog. On your mark, get set, go.
What did he do? He bit his lip?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, we reached 10 seconds.
Oh, my God, there's 10. All right, well, keep going.
He's eating a third of it, I believe, right now. Does he have to swallow before
it? Oh, yeah. This is all about you gotta finish the hot dog.
You got to finish
the hot dog. We're up to 25 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You can't laugh.
The best part is that he goes, ugh.
I wish we would have had that mic'd up.
We are nearing 40.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to he's not going to bust a minute.
No, he's not.
He's not going to bust a minute.
He's not going to bust a minute.
I mean, he's going after the water harder than he is the hot dog.
After the first 15 seconds, I just kind of took my time and enjoyed the hot dog.
John says, John says Nick just wanted a free hot dog.
We have folks. Are you guys recording back there? This is awesome. They're recording in the back. We are at a minute, ladies and gentlemen, right now. He has just inhaled the last bite, and now he is chewing. He is trying not to laugh. Nick, finish that thing.
He does not like it very much.
It's just
a hot dog.
And let's call it. No, he's still chewing.
Oh, no.
He's got a lot of meat left in that bone.
He's still chewing. He is still chewing. And done.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a time of 1 minute, 27.68 seconds. There it is. Nick Grimm.
Verified time.
Verified.
Wow. Wow.
Nick, your thoughts.
So that noise you heard at the beginning?
Yeah.
The second I've been into the hot dog, I'm like, there's no way I can do this.
You know what this means?
The second I bit into the hot dog, I'm like, there's no way. This isn't going to happen.
Grant says terrible, terribly addictive radio. Put it on the T-shirt. Terrible, terribly addictive.
127.68 would be a great T-shirt, by the way.
What? Yes. Triple B, if you're watching, we need this on a T-shirt. 127.68. That's how long. So can you imagine if Nick and Usain Bolt were equal in terms of their hot dog experience? That means Joey Chestnut could probably, he could walk 100 meters.
He could do a lap all the way around the track.
Could he do 400 meters?
Oh, man, great question. Yeah, he might be able to.
If this ever was something that needs to be televised, we need to do this. Joey Chestnut spots Usain Bolt 300 extra meters and would still win.
Jeff says, what the hell was that first bite, Nick? I have the video. I tweeted out the video for that.
It was rough. I acquiesce.
Will says, watching that, I'll never get a blank again.
Yikes. I'm receiving some messages from various people.
Lots of people saying embarrassment.
It was
embarrassment
the bun. You don't realize how chewy the bun is until you're
see, I did, though.
Everyone knew that.
Everybody, yes.
Literally everyone knew that.
EC says, that is some slow chewing.
How would I know? How am I supposed to know how chewy a bun is?
I got one. Never want to hear any slander toward you for chicken nuggets ever again.
Yeah.
Vindicated.
Congrats to Happer.
Yeah.
Happer has aged well now.
Exactly.
I come out looking great.
Stibbs believes he could cut Nick's time in half.
All right. You know what?
Interesting.
It's time for the 1620 The Zone hot dog challenge.
It's a hot dog time trial.
I think we all need to go home and do this. We all need to videotape ourselves trying to eat hot dogs as fast as possible.
Can we beat Nick?
Can you beat Nick?
Hashtag 1620 The Dog.
There you go.
Hashtag 127.68.
That's good. I was wrong. I couldn't do it.
The great hot dog time trials of 2024.
Oh, my God. That was...
We just got the alternate angle from the 1620 The Zone Twitter feed.
Oh, good.
That bun was so chewy.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knew that. Knew that. Except for Nick.
I don't remember buns being that chewy. I had a bun last night. I had a dog and a beer last night, and I don't remember it being that chewy.
The first bite is just...
Can we upload that?
Can we make that uploaded so we could
share that? Because that is a great angle, because it's just like...
I'll get a GIF. Yeah, Happer, why don't you do that?
Okay. Well, you got to upload it to your stream.
Yeah.
We'll get a replay coming up. Oh my God, that was better than any spring game conversation. I can tell you that.
That's
right
true.
Now.
We should have just done a hot dog round table.
We
should have the hot dog round table. Put that on the docket for next spring.
Uh huh.
Here at Oscars, the hot dog round table.
Anything after the first bite was just damage control.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Understandably.
The laughing did slow me down, though.
Yeah, I could tell.
I couldn't help it. At a mouthful of dog and laughing, that's not easy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure it's not. All right. Well, there you go. 127.68.
Thank you, Oscars.
We appreciate you.
Oscars is the best. And remember, $3 margs and Mexican beers, $2 tacos start after 5 p.m. So you can get here and get yourself situated for all the sports action, including the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And a whole lot more right here at Oscars, 173rd and West Center.
What?
Are we on break schedule? What break schedule? I am so confused.
Where are we?
Once we do this, then we're on.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Wow. It's amazing what happens when the crossover doesn't go so long.
It really does.
I did bite my lip for the record. That hurt.
That's what I thought you did. I thought maybe you had bit your tongue or something.
No, not the first time. That happened later on when I was trying to make up time.
Okay. All right, when we come back.
Ran out of 10 seconds pretty quick.
I did.
Yeah, the
10 seconds is not as long as I thought it was.
Interesting.
How was I supposed to know?
How was he supposed to know?
We'll get into some actual sports talk when we continue.
Oh, do we have to, John?
I mean, there was a lot of good stuff that happened.
All right, that sounds good.
And good stuff happening tonight.
All right, let's do
it. Live from Oscars, 173rd West Center on 1620 The Zone.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.